How many of you have heard of tomato pies as opposed to pizza pies? How come I never heard about this? I didn't even know there was such a thing as a tomato pie until I ran into Salvatore's Tomato Pies in Sun Prairie. We got Patrick DiPulo here from there, Salvatore's Tomato Pies with tomato pies, and they are the most amazing things in the world. Where are they, though? There he is. Come on in. Sit down here for a minute. Talk to me. Have a seat. Have seats here.
Well, something really smells great.
Yeah, yeah. You're Patrick then, right?
Yes, I am.
And who's this young fella here?
This is my spiritual advisor, Johnny Knight.
Hey, Johnny Knight. Spiritual advisor. Actually, now I do see his name come up in a lot of your web stuff and Facebook stuff. What is Johnny Knight to you?
Johnny Knight is a first and foremost a great friend, but also a very talented chef.
Yeah, yeah. Is he the one behind the whole tomato pie approach?
Sometimes he offers technical support.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Johnny, do you speak at all, or?
I prefer not to. I usually use a magic eight ball. We go into the coolers, we see what we have, and we come up with.
Magic eight ball works. Yeah. Okay, so you do a lot of the heavy lifting in the cooking department. Your menu is absolutely astounding. I mean, this is not a pizza parlor.
Thank you very much.
This is Sal's, man. This is amazing. You're a chef.
Yes, we are, and we're very much a chef-driven restaurant. Mm-hmm. It's very easy to look at pizza and think fast food because right. You know the large companies have kind of commoditized that into such a thing over the course of the last like 40 or 50 years.
Yeah,
but we kind of take it back to the, you know, when things were handmade and local ingredients were used at the turn of the last century.
So. Yeah. And these things are amazing. You brought some. This smells so good. We're going to pass out samples.
Awesome.
So but you be patient. Anyone who storms the stage will not get a sample. Tell us about some of the things you do with.
Some of the things we do with our pizzas, we kind of view it as the center of the plate. So, you know, any other restaurant would look at their plate and build their dishes around that. And essentially, our pizza crust is the plate. So we're creating dishes that inspire us on the pizza crust. But the tomato pie in and of itself is something that I grew up with in Trenton, New Jersey, a long time ago. It's kind of a... I'll let him... The tomato pie, yep, that's the tomato pie. And a tomato pie is not a pizza, per se. It's built in reverse. So the main difference is the sauce goes on the top in a swirl, and the pizza itself is kind of built in reverse.
Quality control. I don't want anybody to get sick. I'm sure it's great.
We'll be passing all this out. Thank you very much. Let's add four. Okay. The ingredients, local ingredients for the most part?
Local ingredients. The cheese that we use on our tomato pies, there's 98 Wisconsin dairy farmers, two-thirds of which come from Dayton County, provide the milk that create our cheese. And then we're also making other cheeses in-house. But, you know, we're really proud of the farmers that we use, and we really think that, you know, that's one of the things that makes Dayton County what it is. So.
Mm-hmm. And Heritage Pork, is that part of it?
Heritage Pork. Yeah. We're proud to use Uphoff Family Farm in the town of Dunn, and we also use Fox Valley Berkshire from the Fond du Lac area.
Should one fold it and do this in that New Jersey?
Absolutely, yes.
Trenton, way to go. Mm-hmm. And you say no?
No, absolutely.
Oh, okay. Okay, go ahead.
So the reason it's called tomato pies is because an Italian pizza pomodoro is tomato pie, essentially. And in 1912, when this style of pizza was developed in Trenton, New Jersey, tomato pie was what it was called. It wasn't until much later when pizza supplanted that, and that's because, quite honestly, it cost less to create neon signs with less letters. So they went from tomato pies to pizza.
Do you know that to be true, or is that
a
supposition?
No, that's true.
Have you spoke to a neon guy?
And mm-hmm. Yep. And it's
have you priced out neon signs? And found, is that why it's Sal's instead of Salvatore's?
Exactly. Yes.
And who is Salvatore?
Well, Salvatore is my son, so he's really the boss, but he's six, so he's a terrible boss.
Yeah. And, long hours.
Rather demanding, you know.
Yeah.
He does.
Great raises.
He does. Just the other day, he said to Johnny, he said, "You get 2 fives." I don't know what that means, but.
Yeah. You
know.
Did you bring your wheel with it? We got slices up to get around enough people, I guess. Don't you travel one on your belt?
No, I do not. No, I left the pizza utility belt back at the shop.
Yeah. And were you a chef back in New Jersey? Or?
No, I grew up in and around restaurants. Mm-hmm. And so actually this is a second career for me. Mm-hmm. I stopped working in restaurants when I was family restaurants when I was 16. So I spent a long time in technology and social work, actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good background for tomato pies.
Yes. Yes.
So, but then do you have actually training in as far as chefery and all that?
Nothing official. My mother, I've cooked with her since I was two. And like I said, my family had restaurants and grocery stores. And so I've been around food all my life.
Yeah. And because the menu is absolutely amazing. I mean, there are the pies, which are outstanding, better than any you'll ever have in your life. And I'm just saying right now, if you don't even think about having more pies in your life. But all these other dishes you make, too. What are some of the other dishes that you make that are kind of signature dishes?
We do a number of things. We make something called burrata, which is a soft Italian cheese. And so we're hand-making the mozzarella from Wisconsin curd. And then inside that mozzarella is like a feathered cream. So it's a soft, fresh Italian cheese, and we serve that with roasted garlic and microgreens and some other things with warm bread from our friends at Stalzi's Deli here in Madison, which I think they've also been on your show before.
Yeah.
And we also will create another dish involving a Wisconsin goat milk boucheron, which is kind of like a soft, ripened cheese. And that's melted with Pleasant Ridge Reserve and various vegetables and served in cast iron. Our entrees are...
Served in cast iron?
Yep, served in cast iron. It goes into the pizza oven, it's melted, and it's served with some roasted bread. So, and everything revolves around what we have available locally. So mm-hmm. our menu changes all the time.
Yeah. The opposite of fast food, slow local, all those things, but apply to a different venue than you usually see it going.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Very. Must be very proud of what you have accomplished.
We are, and sometimes I'm astonished with where we've come to at this point.
Yeah.
You know, when we started.
Like coming to Sun Prairie, that was.
Yeah. Yep.
Who would have thought to do that?
It's nice to do it in the suburbs. Like in the city of Madison, there's plenty of places where you can find local food.
Yeah.
But
people are making the trail out there. Mm. Now. They blaze new trails across some fields, and the farmers are really quite upset about it in Sun Prairie area. They're beating a path to your door. You can't get in there.
Yeah. Friday and Saturday nights are a little difficult, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And are you thinking of... mass producing these and going and syndicating the whole Sal's thing?
Never.
Putting up
some
neon and throw a place here and there? And
never, no.
I could freeze them, freeze them up, and then they could reheat them locally.
No, I don't think we could ever do that. There's far too much work involved in getting it the way that we want it to be able to do something like that.
Yeah. Do you, in your plans, do you see maybe going to, not leaving this, of course, but going to another sort of restaurant with a different focus or broader
Absolutely.
Focus? Yeah.
We're looking for a spot now in either Madison or, you know, really, really close to Madison.
And so where would the focus be on this new
venture? We would still do our tomato pies, but I'd be able to do a lot more in the way of entrees because our restaurant is kind of small in Sun Prairie. And we really want to do farm-to-table Italian.
Yeah.
And that's usually what we try to do on Friday and Saturday nights, but usually I only have entrees available then. So.
Yeah. So what entree do you have, like, on your bucket list of entree?
Changes all the time. Handmade pastas, you know, roasted meats, like local lamb, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And again, with heritage pork, we make porchetta. Porchetta is one of my favorite things to eat, even though it's not something you want to eat every day.
Yeah. Well, it's fabulous. It's out there in Sun Prairie, and it's on Main Street, right?
Yep, West Main Street.
Mm-hmm. West Main Street in Sun Prairie. Johnny, you didn't say much, but you made it count. Thanks for joining us, Patrick. Thanks for bringing some pies down.
Thank you very much.
Great
thanks
to meet
for having
you.
Us.
I'm telling you, this
pleasure.
Place you got to go to.
Thank
Check
you,
out
folks.
Their website. They got a website on there. Check it out. Or you can like them on Facebook. Thanks, Patrick. Thanks, Johnny. Appreciate it.